You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which makes your life a whole lot easier. As I keep insisting each day, I hope it has made your life a little bit easier because choices are the hardest things in life to make. And here it is. We give you three choices and you don't have to pick one of them. You can pick all of them. This is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL, and this is a list of top three stocks he gave us, which could give 5 to 8% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So it may be stock picks of the day, but these picks are okay for about 3 to 4 weeks. Let's first find out which these picks are. We start things off with Siemens, which has a buy call, target of 1,385 rupees, 1,385. Stop loss, 1,249 rupees, 1,249. Upside of 7%. United Spirits has a buy call, target 622 rupees, stop loss 554 rupees for an upside of 8%. And finally, Sun Pharma also has a buy call, target 423 rupees, 423, stop loss 393 rupees and an upside of 5%. All right, we'll return and find out the recent biographies of those stocks and what makes them attractive buy calls today as far as Hadrian is concerned. But let's also, first of all, find out what he has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. Markets were highly volatile amid the expiry of both the weekly as well as the monthly series. Series-wise, the Nifty 50 ended in the red for the first time in the past 3 months. On the other hand, Bank Nifty and Midcap Index posted gains for the third consecutive day. After enjoying a strong two-day run, Nifty hit the resistance of 11,900 zone, which was the previous breakout level, after which the index went on to hit a fresh lifetime high. Going forward, only a breakout above the 11,900 zone could lead to a sustained up move. On the other hand, support levels are seen around 11,700 levels, which is also its 50 days moving average. Bank Nifty has led from the front and has been an outperformer, but the index has formed a doji candlestick pattern on the daily chart. Going forward, only a breakout above the 31,500 mark could lead to a fresh up move on the Bank Nifty. On the other hand, a breach below the 31,100 zones could drag the index into a consolidation phase. Now, returning to those stocks and why they have buy calls, we start things off with Siemens, which has a buy call. The stock has been consolidating for the past 3 weeks and has finally broken out of the flag pattern on the weekly chart. Rising volumes, positive crossovers on the RSI are all indicative that the current momentum is likely to get extended. Investors should hold on to long positions with the stop loss of 1,249 rupees on a closing basis. That is Siemens with a buy call. United Spirits seems to be in good spirits and it has a buy call. The stock has been in a declining trend since December 2018 and has finally broken out from a falling trend line on the daily chart. The stock has also broken out above its long-term 200 DMA and closed above the same. The expectation is that the stock will make an attempt to move towards its potential target of 610 rupees in the medium term. So with a stop loss kept at 554 rupees, go ahead and buy United Spirits. And finally, the country's largest pharmaceutical company, Sun Pharma, has a buy call. The stock has been under pressure for the past 8 consecutive weeks and has finally shown early signs of a reversal. Sun Pharma has formed a bullish engulfing pattern on the weekly chart and has also broken out from a falling channel pattern on the daily time frame. Investors should hold on to long positions with a stop loss placed at 393 rupees on a closing basis for Sun Pharma, which has a buy call and an upside of 5%. Those names one last time. Siemens with a buy call, target 1385, stop loss 1249, upside of 7%. United Spirits with a buy call, target 622, stop loss 554, upside of 8%. And finally, Sun Pharma with a buy call as well, target 423, stop loss 393, upside of 5%. Well, that's it. Those were the names for the day. Here's hoping that some of those names will prove lucky to you, or all of those names. Go crazy. Who's stopping you? Do watch out for other podcasts that will come your way during the course of the day. There is one about the budget. There is one which talks about stories of the day. There's another which will talk about the market podcast with our editor, Santosh Nair. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.